You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Derek. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes. I need to speak to a manager. I'm extremely pissed off.
All right. I'll see if I can get that figured out for you.
Hello?
All right, ma'am. Can you tell me the reason why you're upset?
Number one, okay, there's three different reasons. Number one, I called yesterday, sat on hold for over an hour. Your representative said he'd call me back because he couldn't find me a tow. He would text me with the information as soon as he found me a tow. Okay, now my vehicle, because of his lack of work or whatever you want to call it, and never called me back, and now it's what, 9 o'clock the next day, and still my vehicle is still sitting on the highway and still hasn't been freaking towed, number one, or number two. Number three, my freaking vehicle was broken into off the highway because you guys sat there and never gave me the information of who was going to tow my vehicle. If I knew you guys were never going to be responsible enough to call me back with the information like you guys said you would, my vehicle wouldn't have been broken into, number one. My shit wouldn't have been stolen out of my vehicle, number two. And my vehicle would have been towed because I could have called somewhere else to fucking have it towed, and it wouldn't have been still on the fucking highway broken into. 24 hours fucking later. And I still haven't heard from you guys about who's going to tow my vehicle.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Give
and
me a moment.
My fucking window for being broken into and my shit because you guys never called me back? This wasn't my fault. Probably fucking not, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So let me see, manager. Unless you can fucking help me and have my fucking car towed within the next fucking hour, I am extremely pissed. I don't think you want to really deal with me. I think you want to probably give me to a manager. I'm fucking hot can be. If I could jump over, I'd beat the fuck out of the person that fucking yesterday, that fucking told me he would have my fucking vehicle towed yesterday, and he would be responsible enough to fucking call me back or text me with the fucking information.
All right,
not
ma'am,
only
I'm
are
gonna...
you guys lack of people or lack of education that you guys weren't smart enough to give me a... Oh, but you guys weren't even man enough to keep your fucking word and have my fucking car towed like
right.
You guys said you would.
All right, ma'am. This is the dispatch department, Yes, ma'am. This is the dispatch department, but I'm going to get you sent over to customer service. And they can...
Number.
Ma'am?
Yeah, what?
I'm going to get you sent over to customer service, and you can let them know what your issue is, and they will get that figured out for you.
Well, who am I talking to?
Ma'am?
Well, who am I talking to, not customer service?
No, ma'am. This is dispatch. We only answer dispatch calls.
Okay, well, assuming my vehicle freaking towed.
So you would like to set up a dispatch?
I need both. Can the manager set up my tow? Or do you know? If you don't know, say you don't know instead of lying.
You're asking if we can get your car towed?
Can the manager set up the tow, or do I have to do it with you guys? Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I couldn't hear you.
All right, I'm here. I'm trying to get the situation figured out. Are you ready to set up a dispatch now?
I was ready at 1 o'clock fucking yesterday. Did you not hear me complain?
All right, ma'am. We'll get that set up for you right now. Give me a second.
And then send me to a manager. Because I'm still going to fucking say what I have to say to the fucking manager. I want my fucking window fixed.
Can I get the phone number that you called on yesterday?
4778563.
What was the number, ma'am?
720-477-8563. Did you get it?
I do apologize. You're going in and out.
7-2-0-4-7-7-8-5-6-3. Did you get it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good! Whoopee! You were smart enough to get the number. Woohoo! We're making progress.
All right. Okay, I have your information here. What, can you confirm your name for me?
Marie Lasso.
All right, I'm going to start setting
up
your ticket.
Do you need a policy number?
Not yet, but I'll get back to you when
okay.
You do.
Okay.
All right, just a second.
Guess I got to act just as uneducated as some of you people. What?
Just give me just a second. I'm getting set up. But make sure
you
get... Yep,
probably it would. I'm probably going to be on hold for another hour, right?
I'm getting
set up
right now.
Hour and 10 minutes yesterday, still never got my fucking vehicle towed.
Can you give us a callback number just in case, or is it the same number you just gave?
Oh, yeah. Give me the same callback number that I just gave you that I gave yesterday that never could call me back? Is that what you mean? I'll call you back? I need the number in case that we get disconnected. You mean that number? The same number that was supposed to the people that said, oh, yeah, can I get your number in case we get disconnected that never fucking called me yesterday? You mean like that?
Yes, ma'am. Can you, we have that number now.
It's the same. Yeah, I know you do.
All right, ma'am. I found the ticket from yesterday. It says you have a 2001 Chevy that was getting
That's
towed.
That's the one. That's still sitting on the highway. That's the one.
Did the provider ever give you a call?
Are you deaf? Are you dumb? Which is it?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I understand. It's just questions I'm required to ask.
Well, what do you think the answer to that question is?
Would the answer be no?
What was the question again? No, exactly.
One second, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm just trying to get this figured out for you.
Oh, I know the routine. Like I said, I sat on here for over an hour. So, yeah, I know.
When you call around for a transmission, Still getting trying to get the truck fucking towed. I don't know what the fuck was the point of this roadside assistance bullshit. Truck was broken into. They Joe said, passenger side window was broken out. Nothing's in the truck. Which, that doesn't matter. There wasn't anything in there, but the fucking window does. Not one fucking thing, it's another. Take my extra phone with you for the time. I need to use your phone. I'm going to try to call Toe on my own.
Okay.
As well, I'm on hold with this place. Heat. Hi, my name is Marie. My number is 720-477-8563. And my vehicle broke down off of I-25, and the nearest off-ramp exit would be 136. I would like to see how much it would be to have it towed from off the highway to Walmart. It's 200 West 144th Avenue. West 136th Avenue. It's right there off of the 136th exit. So I was just wondering how much that would be. 720-477-8563. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ma'am, we were just recreating your ticket. Does the vehicle go into neutral?
Yep. Took this long to review my ticket? Have you even been trying to find me a tow yet?
Yes, ma'am. We're trying to get everything figured out right now. We're trying to figure out why your tow wasn't made.
And why my car, and how you guys are going to pay to fix my window and replace my shit in my vid? Is that what you guys are trying to find out as well?
We're trying to set up you a new tow right now.
Okay, and are you guys trying to figure out how you guys are going to get my window fixed?
That is something you have to talk to customer service about.
Yeah, I figured that. Okay, well, let's hurry it up, and then you can transfer me to the manager that I need to speak to.
All right.
Of course, I know you guys aren't going to take responsibility, but that's why there's lawyers. But we'll take the route we're supposed to take first.
property. Is the vehicle four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or standard?
Wasn't this in the report yesterday? I thought you were reviewing all of this.
We're setting up you a new ticket right now, so we need this information again.
And is the old ticket going to be there? Because I want, if it's going to be a race beforehand, I want to be able to speak to the manager first. Because I want him to see that fucking old ticket first. If it'll still be there, then yeah, we'll proceed. But I need my window fixed too. And without that other ticket to say, hey, this is that I was here or I called, then yeah. So is it going to stay there or is it going to be erased once you put in the second ticket?
The old ticket is there, but there's nothing we could do at this point.
Oh, well, there'll be something you guys can do. Eventually there will be. May not be today, but lawyers are great at their job. But it's a two-wheel drive. Apparently you can't read the old ticket. Or maybe it was just stupid as hell.
Would you like a new ticket set up, or do you want to go to customer service to see if you can get that figured out?
But what the fuck have we been talking about? What are you doing right now? Are you setting up a new ticket? Isn't that what we're doing? And then I tell you, when we were done, you can transfer me to the manager.
There's only one thing we can do at this point in our department, and that's
set up the code. That's what you're doing, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't know how to take the information from the other ticket?
But if you want your issue resolved, you will have to go to customer service.
I know. But I need my vehicle towed first. That's why I asked you before we started the second ticket. Can the manager set up the tow, or do I have to deal with you? And if I have to deal with you first, then I'll deal with you.
Just a moment.